Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost.
Welcome to Wrestling It Back the Radio. Yes, for February 19, 2019. Your host, Wayne Benitez. What's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. Yes, she been busting out on the indie scenes, kicking ass and taking names. She's the future of wrestling. Give it up for Cassandra Golden.
Golden one, Cassandra Golden. Well, I'll try to, you know, call myself that.
Yes, the gold standard, yes.
For sure. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
Yes. It's an honor for you to be on at Wrestling It Back the Radio.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. It's only like my second like phone interview, so it's really exciting.
Awesome. Definitely. Yes. With this show, definitely we take indie wrestlers to a new heights that they always get picked up by the major league companies, basically. That's been a good luck charm.
Well,
ever since the show been going on to a 6-year anniversary starting next month, it's been a lot, basically, to go to major companies, and it's amazing, definitely.
Yeah, that is. That's awesome. I know it's been 6 years. That's really cool.
Yes. Yeah, it don't feel that long, but wow, time flies. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was. I actually came in a little bit later. Wrestling was actually my sister and my dad's thing. I used to always, you know, make fun of my sister about it until I finally actually sat down and watched it. It was the 2005 Royal Rumble, and I finally sat down and watched it, and, like, my mind was completely blown. I was like, these are, like, real-life superheroes. You know, I'd never seen anything like it before, and I've kind of been hooked ever since. So it took me a little bit to get into it until I actually sat down and watched it. Because, like I said, that was mostly, like, my dad and my sister. I didn't want to, like, intrude on their bonding moment. But once I actually sat down and watched it, I was like, it's going to be all of our bonding moment together. We're going to be in this together.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. And definitely, who did you admire in the wrestling business during that time?
Well, actually, seeing Shelton Benjamin is actually what got me into it during the Royal Rumble. He was the most impressive to me, and he's really the one that stuck out to me the most during that time. So I definitely have to say Shelton Benjamin, but after I really got into it, you know, Jazz is definitely my favorite. The Rock is my favorite of all time. You know, the women, Jazz, Victoria, Molly Holly, those were all my favorites. Like I said, The Rock was my number one. Just different people like that. I love Booker T, too, was also my favorite. Stone Cold, of course. But mostly, I would have to say it was definitely Shelton Benjamin that got me hooked on it, because he's the one I first saw with, like, the athleticism and the pageantry and everything like that. And then it kind of branched off from there. So I definitely say Shelton Benjamin was probably my number one at that time. Jeff Hardy.
Right.
Let me say Jeff Hardy. You know, I like Shelton Benjamin and Jeff Hardy. Like, I don't do any of their type of things. I'm not a flyer at all. But, you know, it's still really cool to, like, see those people. I wish I could do some stuff like that, but no, I don't hop off turnbuckles and nothing like that. I'm on the ground, even though they're like my favorites. So.
Yeah, back technician.
Yeah,
awesome.
Well, that or.
Yes, you go right along.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
You go ahead. Yeah, you can continue.
Oh, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just been technical difficulties. I can hear you now.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, we'll see that. I wish I could do some high flying stuff like that, but maybe one day. But right now. Definitely on the ground for
right.
Sure.
Right. Yes. Do you have an athletic background in other sports before wrestling?
Well, I did play. I played soccer for a couple of years in high school. I did that for 2 years, and then when I was in college, I played intramural volleyball. We only played for a year, and that was, like, during my senior year. We were okay. We weren't very good, honestly. It was all of our first years except one of our friends. She played in high school, so she kind of coaches. We were not fast learners, for sure. So that was a little bit of a rough season, but it was still pretty fun. I did a little bit of kickboxing as well, actually mostly just for wrestling purposes. Because it really helps with, like, footwork and strikes and things like that. So that's really my athletic background. I did a couple things. I try to stay a little bit active in each period of my life. But nothing really stick with me like wrestling has so far.
Awesome. And what got you... into training, basically, to go to a wrestling school?
Well, what really got me started is that I was in college. It didn't really seem like something that I could do realistically for a while, so I didn't really think about it much in high school until I got to college. I was like, man, I got to really do this. I went to school for business accounting, so I figured I can always be an accountant, but, you know, be young forever. So I was like, I might as well just try to find a school and be something. I was in Arkansas. Well, I was in Memphis, actually. And I couldn't find a school that was close by. I couldn't find a school that was close by or that was a school that was around the area to where I could go to the school and business college, so I did have to wait until afterwards. I looked up different schools where I found Lance Storm. I was going to either go to Lance Storm's or Booker's, and so I found Lance Storm School, so I did end up going there a while back. So I felt like that fit me, that his format fit me better than any other option that I was going about at that time. Because he has a 3-month option where you go for 3 months and then you would come back. So I figured that fit me better than the other options that were around, than having to leave completely. So that's really what got me going to wrestling school, is that, you know, I felt like this was something that I had to do at that time. And even now, I started after I graduated college, but there are so many, like, young people that I wish I could have started earlier, like 16 years old and 17. I was like, man, I wish I could have found me a school a lot earlier. I wish I would have believed in myself that I could have done this a lot earlier, you know. But, you know, now is better than never, I guess, you know?
Right. What was it like being trained by Lance Storm, a member of the Heart Dungeon?
It was an awesome experience. I would definitely love to do it again eventually, just to, you know, refresh up on my basics and everything like that. Awesome experience. He's a great guy. He's actually really funny. you know, can I be serious for a moment? He's actually a really funny guy. I met a lot of great people, and I'm still friends with a lot of people from my class. So it's definitely an experience that I loved and I would definitely do again. And I would love to do again as well, you know, I guess just to get like a refresher. But overall, it was awesome being in another country, meeting different people from different areas. There's only, I want to say, 4 of us. 5 of us from the United States out of a class of like 15, 20. So that was really cool as well. Just to meet people from different areas, different countries. That was an awesome experience. You know, really invaluable. And to learn from like one of the best technical wrestlers ever, Lance Storm, was definitely, you know, you got to have a good experience there. So it was awesome for sure. All
right. And I just remember one of the tips that Lance Storm had taught some of the students at during the school is also about, for example, like the leg drive. Continue with doing the leg drive could end up with hip problems during later on, hip injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he had a point on that because you see, for example, like Hogan right now, he had
mm-hmm.
that hip replacement surgery of like about four years ago and stuff, and because, you know, his finisher was the leg drop, basically, and for someone big like him, basically doing it, yeah.
Right, that is true. Like a lot of those moves where you don't think about like it actually injuring you really can. So especially like a leg drop is one of the ones you would think that can actually really injure you, actually can, because the way it goes up on your spine. But it can be dangerous for sure. Even like the moves you think are simple. So yeah, that's definitely, I do remember him talking about that as well, just moves in general that you got to be safe and be careful with, or you just use it sparingly.
Right. Awesome. Also, what's your memories of your debut match?
Oh, wow. My debut match. I actually had my debut match against this girl I trained with in Jonesboro, Arkansas for MACW. And I'm trying to, like, think of it exactly. Like, it wasn't that long ago. I've only been wrestling for crazy like almost 2 years. And it was in April of 17. we were having this whole feud against each other. She was the only girl at the time, so she would just go against different guys, and I came in as another girl. So that was really interesting. They didn't have a lot of girls' matches in that promotion because our trainer, he actually worked there as well, so that's how we got the spot on there. So, you know, it was interesting for sure. I wish one day we could have another match. It'll definitely be a lot better. But very cool. I still have my gear I wore. I can't ever get rid of it due to sentimental reasons. I love it, even though I don't really wear it as much as I used to. I just remember being fun. I was so excited. I'm still super nervous before matches. Like, I'm still, like, even kind of shaking. I make everybody else nervous around me. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. I was terrified that night. And then when after it was all over, I was so excited. I wanted to go out there again and like do it all over again. I just remember being so excited. And my trainer was like, you had fun? I was like, yeah, I'll do it again. I was so excited after my first match for sure. So it's always scary. I still get scared or get nervous, I should say, before my matches, even still today. I haven't been doing it that long, so yeah, I'm still nervous before matches. But I remember that first time, it was just insane how nervous.
Awesome.
But really great, yeah, really great, great memory for sure. So really cool to think about that. I haven't thought about my first match in a long time.
Yes, what's your memories also working with Mashiko also?
I've wrestled her a couple times, and it's always really cool. She's from a different area than when I first started. So, like, Arkansas wrestling is a lot different than Texas wrestling. So I feel like I do learn a lot when I wrestle people like her or from other areas than myself. So I always really appreciate those type of situations. It's just different, I would say, over here and then over there, at least in my experience, from it's like – match styles and things like that. So it's always a really good experience. I always learn something when I wrestle someone from a different area than really where I really started from. So my matches with her always, for me, has been fun and a learning experience. So I really do appreciate that.
You would think of, when people think of Arkansas, it's Bill Clinton.
That's for sure. Bill Clinton. Clinton Town, you know, our the library, Hot Springs, always Bill Clinton. And Walmart, I get Walmart a lot too.
Oh, yeah, and Hillary.
Yeah, and Hillary. Hillary Clinton too. So, yeah, so it's not really known for wrestling. So hopefully one day with, like, the people, yeah, with me and the people we train with, we can kind of, hopefully we can kind of change that. I trained with some really good people as well. So,
right.
Hopefully one day we can change that and think about wrestling. Can I think of Arkansas, too? So hopefully one day.
Yeah, for example, like Bill Clinton, he needed to make appearances there. Hillary couldn't make it, so I'm joining the Bill Clinton's Arkansas wrestling.
Right.
What's your memories of winning a couple women's championship titles?
So my one from APW or Action Pack Wrestling, that's down in Sunset. We had me and Miss Brittany been having, like, this feud for, like, the longest time. She would always kind of, like, screw me out of the championship or a match or something like that. So it was really cool to, you know, finally, like, get my hands on her and, like, finally get what's been kind of evading me for so long. It's been a while. Yeah, about, I would say June of last year or so, I would say, since this has been happening. Earlier than June, we are four-way, but it's been a while, so it's really been good. I think it was a feel-good moment for the crowd, too. They were really excited, just writing me, posting pictures and everything like that, so it was a really exciting moment for me as well, just to have that connection with those fans, because sometimes when you wrestle around, you don't really get a chance to really build stories with the people around you, and that's one of the few times where I actually got a chance to build a story with someone, and the crowd was really into it. So they kind of counted down with the 1, 2, 3, and everybody, like, cheered, and it was just really, it was a really awesome moment for sure, and that was really special to me. Probably one of my favorite moments in my wrestling career so far is winning that belt, because I feel like everybody was so excited and so was so into it. So it had a really good story to go behind it as well. So that was definitely a great memory for me.
Awesome.
Sure. Yeah.
And yes. Also, you had a chance of working with Thunder Rosa, the Lucha Underground, Cobra Moon. What was that like?
I was super excited. I was super nervous too, only because, you know, she's been on around over TV. Everyone knows Thunder Rosa. Everyone knows Cobra Moon. So I was really nervous yet really excited at the same time. I was like, I'm gonna get chopped. No, but it was a really cool experience. You know, she's very nice. I had a chance to work with her, and that was really exciting. I remember like, I posted it on my Facebook and everything. I was like, I finally get there. What the fuck? It was a really cool experience for sure, just meeting her and just being there in Texas. We were in Waxahachie.
Wow.
So that was super cool. Probably the biggest name I've wrestled so far, and that was awesome for sure. I'd definitely love to go at it again. That I've learned a couple things, you know, and that I've been able to train a little bit more, for sure.
Wow. And she's definitely a former, I mean, not a former, alumni to the show also, Thunder Rosa, definitely.
Nice, really cool. You've had, like, a lot of stars out here. You can tell me about that. So, yeah, that's super
right.
Cool.
What's your memories of working with Aja Pereira and Miss Brittany in the four-way?
That was really cool. We did a superplex that I was on, like, the top of, so that was interesting for sure. Probably the biggest move I think I've ever taken, because normally I'm not the one on, like I said, I don't do turnbuckle things, you know, I don't get up there, but they've somehow got me up there, and then just kind of just, we all just went down, so that was cool. I want to say that was my second four-way. It went a lot better than my first four-way, I would have to say, so that's good, for sure. It was a lot of fun. It's my first time working with Aja, and I think by that time I've worked with Machiko already, and I've already worked with Brittany by that time as well. So it was really cool. We got a women's wrestling chant during the match. That was awesome. That's never happened before. So that was super exciting as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. Really cool experience for sure.
Yes. She's another alumni to the show, Aja Pereira, definitely.
Nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's now in Japan. She's been in Japan and even Shine now. She's doing good, definitely.
Yeah, doing big stuff for sure.
Yes.
Big stuff for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what type of music you listen to when you doing preparing for the ring, doing workouts and stuff?
Well, I don't really listen to a lot of music during when I'm getting ready. I know some people have, like, their headphones in and stuff like that. I typically don't do that, but during, like, workouts, just different. I mostly listen to, a variety of music. I've been really big on, I love the new Nicki Minaj song. It's like not, I can't think of it, Barbie Yina, something like that. I can't really pronounce it, I'm sure, but I love that song. That's on repeat. I've listened to it at least 5 times today at the gym because I kept replaying it. I love that song. I love Cardi B too. Just random things that come on my Spotify, really. That's what I mostly listen to. Yeah, mostly for the gym, it is mostly like hip hop or something like that. I listen to like some pop or like old school. Like today, I was listening to like Celine Dion as well. And
wow.
Yeah, it just varies. Really depending on the workout. So like you know, Roos's theme. I always have to listen to that at least once when I'm doing deadlifts. It's such a deadlift song to me, so I gotta listen to it at least once, like when I'm starting. When I'm doing cardio, it's typically something more upbeat. So it really, you know, it really depends. Oddly enough, I'm weird. I do weird stuff all the time. It just depends on what I'm actually doing at that time, on what I'm listening to. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Any thoughts of one day going overseas to Japan or places like Europe or Mexico?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would eventually love to go somewhere like overseas, Mexico, somewhere different. Definitely outside of the U.S. would be awesome. Hopefully, I can do something like that before the end of the year. That is one of my goals for the year. Hopefully, I can achieve that. So we'll see where. It doesn't really matter to me right now. So I'm just excited to go anywhere, really. So hopefully before the end of the year. That is one of my goals. I don't really do, like, resolutions, but I kind of do goals, and that's one of my goals for the year for sure, is to go somewhere outside of the U.S. So hopefully I can get there. I've been working hard in general, so hopefully I can team up with some type of promotion to get over there. So we'll see. I definitely eventually do want to go to Japan for sure.
Yes, they have a lot of women promotions out there, like Stardom and other ones also, yes, Joshi.
Right, and that's huge now, and I'm just hopefully one day I really want to make it over there. That's definitely a huge dream of mine for sure.
Yes, definitely. Also, what do you think of the women's wrestling in general today?
It's so exciting. I was so happy for Sasha and Bayley whenever they won on Sunday, the tag team titles. That's something I never really thought about, you know, happening, especially whenever I first started wrestling. I still had, like, great women's wrestlers. But all the time I came in was around 21, wrestling 21. So you still had, like, Trish was there. I think she wrestled Christy that year. And then I want to say, what's the next year? Mickey and Trish, maybe? But we still had, like, some good women's wrestlers around that time. But it's really nothing like today where that really is a requirement pretty much to be someone on the roster, is to be a great wrestler. And it's this really exciting time, and there's so much happening with wrestling overall. There's just so many opportunities for everyone. There's just so many opportunities for everyone to, you know, find their spot, find their niche, you know. It's really exciting, especially for women. I would have never expected the women's title. And they're even talking about, like, the women's main event at WrestleMania. Like, who would have, like, 10 years ago, who would have guessed that at all? I definitely wouldn't have even thought that we would get anything like what we have today. So it's really exciting, really a great time to be a woman in this business when it's typically been so male-dominated. It's just amazing. Like, words really can't even describe how exciting it is right now.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Wave of wrestling, yes, definitely in every major company, like Impact Wrestling, the Knockouts division, you have also, Ring of Honor, Women of Honor, NWA Women's Wrestling, even places like Shimmer, Shine, WSU on the East Coast, even WOW also, that's taken off the syndication television,
right,
and the SX Network.
Right.
Yes. You never know. We might see you on that, on those real soon.
Hopefully, one day. Yes. Thing is, there's so many spots open, so hopefully that's a spot for me. I'm kidding, but no, really.
Yes.
There's so many spots opening up, and just so many spots needed as well, because it's becoming such a wanted thing nowadays, so it's really awesome.
Yes. Definitely Ring of never know, Ring of Honor or WWE reps could be listening to the show right now.
Right.
Doing some recruitment.
That'd be awesome. Right.
Wow, get her in there. Get her signed right now.
Right. Send her an email. Be cool. Right. So you never know, man. You never know. You never know who's watching. Never know who's listening. Always, you know, be prepared for anything. So.
Right. Yep. More call-ups.
Right. More call-ups, right. More spots, you know, more everything.
Right. Yes. Would you like to plug anything for the listeners out there?
Yeah, I actually have like a couple of really cool matches coming up. I have a match with Kate, Championship Wrestling, for another title, you know, Cassie Three Belts going on. I'm just kidding. But no, it's going to be Kate Garrigue this weekend. I'm really excited about that one. It's another title match. I've had a pretty good string of luck with those lately, so hopefully that continues. Also, I have some gossips coming up, too. You know, check out my Facebook, give it a like, or my Instagram, _ Cassandra Golden, _ again, or my Twitter, which is Cassandra Golden as well. Give it a check. Check it out. I always post all my dates and everything, at least on my Facebook. I'm really good about my dates on my Facebook, so I'll definitely check that out if you want to see where I am next, for sure.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out.
Yes. Please.
Yes. Check
cool
the
thing.
Golden Standard out. Yes.
Be here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio, Cassandra Golden.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Like, this is my second phone interview, so nervous too, but I really appreciate you for having me on.
Yes, you're welcome. You can come back anytime to plug anything or even matches or whatever.
No, for sure. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Well, I hope y'all have a good night.
All right, you too. Enjoy the rest of it.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Golden Standard, Cassandra Golden. If you would like to check out this episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio. Or on our Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. Yes. The sister network of, you know what Dusty Rose say, on the mothership, if you will, of wrestling. Yes. Check both out. And we're going to wrap it up right now. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Hennig. in it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this bitch is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me every go. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I fire at niggas with bombing. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping her out? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.